The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on June 20th, 2014 in Shah Alam, Malaysia.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatha Parakamala Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivishakanvitam Shya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashadya Deshatarine. So, this human form of life has been achieved after great difficulty, going through 8,400,000 species of life. Therefore, one has to be very, very cautious not to spoil it in the foolish pursuit of sense gratification. We're addicted to sense gratification. We're addicted to bodily identification. That's how we've been trained in this material world. So now we have to be untrained. All the training we got to identify with the body, we have to throw off that training. We have to be retrained to come back to our original, natural, healthy state of consciousness. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm spirit. I'm not this body. I'm not a man or a woman or American or Indian or this or that. These are false designations. Rupa Goswami says, Sarvapadiva nirmuktam tatvatmina nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktar uchate. One should be free from all material designations. He should be cleansed of all mental contamination. He should come to his original pure identity in which he engages his senses. Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam, in which he engages his senses in the service of Krishna, the master of the senses. That is called devotional service. Devotional service is the only sane pathway. Anything besides bhakti or devotion to the Supreme Lord is insanity. It's completely insane. It's like taking a gun and pulling a trigger. Shooting in your head, shooting yourself in the head. Anything besides pure devotion. Because anything besides pure devotion to God forces you to take birth again according to the laws of karma. And the laws of karma are very, very strict. Even if you step on an ant by accident, you have to pay for that. Even if you... The karmic laws are so heavy. You see, you may step on an ant, so now you become an ant, and that ant becomes a person, and he steps on you to get even with you. You see. So there's no escape from this karma chakra unless you take shelter of Krishna's. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekang shadanang vadaja ahang dvang sarvapapebhyo mokshyashami ma shuchaha. Sarvapapebhyo mokshyasyami I will deliver you from all of your karma. So one has to be very, very serious to take to Krishna consciousness purely. Not that, well, you know, my Krishna, you know, I'd like a new job, I'd like a new wife, I'd like a new husband, I'd like this or that, so I'd like a new car, so I'll come and worship you so I can get it, you see. Or I'm going to chance some extra rounds for my kids so they'll do well on their final exams. Don't use Krishna as your servant to fulfill your desires. It's a big mistake. Do not use Krishna as your servant to fulfill your desires. You may get your desire fulfilled, but you're cheating yourself. You are absolutely, completely, totally cheating yourself out of pure bhakti, which is more valuable than anything you can get in this material world, even the post of Brahma. Even if you become Brahmaji, the most powerful, opulent person in this universe, that is nothing compared to pure bhakti, because when you get pure bhakti, Krishna becomes your personal property. Therefore, only pursue pure bhakti. Don't waste your time bothering Krishna for this thing and that thing. He's going to give you whatever you need anyway. He even takes care of the atheists. So Krishna will give you whatever you need. You don't have to bother him for this thing and that thing. Can you lend me some bus fare money? You see. Just fully surrender yourself to Krishna. And then what does he say? Ananyaschintayanto mang ye janarpaya pastate tesham nichibiyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Prabhupada said, Krishna will deliver personally to your door all of your necessities. You simply have to give yourself completely to Krishna. My every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, all places, and all circumstances, is simply for the pleasure of Krishna. That's all. Nothing presents gratification. Krishna will give you whatever sense gratification you need to stay healthy. That's not a problem. Just focus on pleasing Krishna, and your pleasure will automatically be there. Trust me. This process works. What Prabhupada is teaching works. You have to fully embrace it. Let us not turn ISKCON into a fool's paradise where we go to Krishna to get our desires fulfilled. And it becomes like every other bogus religious system in the world, you see. Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Judaism, Sikhism, they're all polluted by this self-serving, give me what I want, Lord, mentality. This movement has to be different. This movement has to be based on pure devotion to the Supreme Lord. Let us not turn ISKCON into a fool's paradise where we approach Krishna to get our desires fulfilled. That's not ISKCON, that's MISKCON. The real meaning of ISKCON is we fully surrender to Krishna. My dear Lord, now I am fully surrendered to you. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to think? What do you want me to speak? Simply, I'm your puppet. Now you pull the strings and I will dance, I will dance, I will dance for you. That's it. So we're very happy to be here. And thank you for receiving us very nicely. And now we will stop here and go to the next part of the program. Hare Krishna.